This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Just about everyone you see walking down the street has those earbuds in their ear. We assume that they're slowly going deaf, but perhaps, music has health benefits that we have failed to properly appreciate. Let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. There is considerable literature on how music can improve your health, correct?
Yeah, Dave, I love this topic because it's something that we all can kind of relate to. I think everybody, when they listen to music, experiences some sort of an emotion. And we can all think of songs that have elicited emotion in us. In fact, Billy Joel, well-known American musician, once said, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by, no matter what culture we're from. Everyone loves music." And that's a super true statement, that we really can be affected by music. And if it affects our emotions, the real question is, well, can it also affect our health? And as you said, there's been a lot of research. The real question is can music affect our physiology? So not can it just affect our emotions and make us feel better about things, but and affect our mood, but can it affect our actual physiology? And there's actually studies that have demonstrated that, in fact, it can.
I've seen it used to reduce pain. I was covering the whole idea of bone marrow transplants back when it was novel, and when they insert that needle, it's fairly painful. And so in addition to some of the painkillers, they would play soothing music.
And it's funny, actually, again, another well-known musician, Bob Marley, once sang, "One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain." And actually, the studies say that this is probably true. There have been numerous studies that have demonstrated that music can reduce both pain and anxiety for patients who have undergone surgery. So, for example, there was a meta-analysis that looked at 72 different randomized controlled trials that involved over 7,000 patients who received a surgery, some sort of surgical procedure. And the researchers in that meta-analysis ultimately found that those who were played music after the procedure actually reported feeling less pain and anxiety than those who didn't listen to music. And so they were less likely to require as much pain medication.
I'm wondering if there's something in, for example, they say that Mozart can help you think in an orderly fashion. But is it the type of music itself, or could it be the memories that playing the music elicits based on, when you first heard that song?
Yeah, that's another good point. And it actually is probably a little bit of both. The thing is that we have a deep connection to music because it's actually hardwired into our brains and into our bodies. Another study that was done in Canada at McGill University found that music increases the amount of dopamine that's produced in our brain. And dopamine itself is a mood-enhancing chemical that, in fact, is the way that many antidepressants work. They actually work by elevating brain levels of dopamine. It's possible that music could be used in the treatment of depression.
And this is based on data. So I assume they played certain musical selections and they monitored heart rate and stuff like that, and it actually saw an effect.
In the study where they were trying to measure dopamine activity in the brain, they were using a PET scan, and they found that there were increased levels of dopamine in the brain.
And the PET scan is what?
Positron emission tomography, and that looks at activity in the brain.
Shows which parts of the brain are lighting up.
Yeah, it actually looks at glucose metabolism, and they can actually label the glucose in different ways so that they can look to see what's happening in the brain at the time they're testing it. And in addition, they also used a test called a functional MRI or an fMRI at the same time to see what was happening in the brain.
And it showed that what? I mean, is this anything that you can actually control? Again, can you pick a certain musical selection based on your symptoms?
Well, we don't really completely understand this yet, but there was actually a study that was published in Lancet Psychiatry. Now, remember, Lancet, we've talked about it before, is actually one of the leading medical journals in the world. And then they have different branches that are subspecialty branches. And in this case, there's Lancet Psychiatry. And there was a paper published earlier this year that listening to hip-hop music, particularly from one artist, Kendrick Lamar, actually helped individuals to better understand their mental health disorders. So it involved researchers working with patients and then listening to music that addressed things like depression and alcoholism and drug use and so forth. And so it was the combination of listening to the music, working with the patient, and then working with the physician, physician researcher, that helped them to get a better understanding of what their issues were. You know, other more complicated areas of medicine where it's thought that music could play a role is helping people recover from brain injury or treating seizures. And there was actually a study published in 2008 in Finland that found that stroke patients who listened to music for around 2 hours a day actually had better verbal memory and attention span and a more positive mood than those who listened to an audiobook or nothing at all. So we're trying to understand how music exerts its health benefit, but what is clear from all the studies that have been published is that music can play a really important role in helping us with both learning and reducing pain and recovering from certain illnesses, or helping us slow down the progress of certain illnesses. Music is actually very, very therapeutic. Science is interested in seeing how to make it work, and I think we're going to see a lot more of it as we move forward.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.